On a late September evening, supporters of the 2H ballot measure gather at a Boulder restaurant to officially launch their campaign.
My name is Laura Spicer and I'm the vice chair of the Boulder County Democratic Party and one of the campaign managers of 2H. We can't match corporate and billionaire dominance when it comes to elections and governments. It's a government by, for, and of the people, not by, for, and of corporations.
This November, voters in Boulder will be deciding whether to approve a measure stating that only people, not corporations, have constitutional rights and that money is not speech. Therefore, regulating political contributions is not equivalent to limiting political speech. Judy Lubau, one of the original organisers of the 2H campaign, said she became alarmed at the state of the democracy following the Citizens United ruling, and that's what prompted her to act locally.
In my opinion, Congress is bought and the presidency is almost fatally compromised. We can't seem to get real change no matter who's elected. And that being so, one of the few places where we can impact anything is locally. Because, in comparison, there's a lot of us to local government as opposed to so few of us in regard to the national government. So we can make an impact in local government, and that's why I moved to amend, is choosing to do local actions.
That group Lubau referred to, Move to Amend, is pushing similar measures across the country, including one that passed in Madison, Wisconsin this past April. These local campaigns are part of a national movement whose ultimate goal is to amend the US Constitution to state that corporations are not entitled to the same rights as people. Elena Nunez with Colorado Common Cause says that while the local measures won't actually change any laws, they'll send a message to Congress that the people are demanding a change.
Well, I think it's important to realize that the constitutional amendment strategy, it's a long-term movement. And the only way that's going to happen is by having citizens in local communities like Boulder take a stand and say that it's important. We're not going to see the change trickle down from Washington, D.C. Anyone who's watched any of the recent debates, whether it's healthcare or the environment or climate change, knows that change isn't going to happen in Washington, D.C.
In August, the Boulder City Council voted 6-3 to put the issue on this November's ballot. Council member Casey Becker and the other two dissenters cited possible unintended consequences of what they described as language that was too broad.
99% of all corporations are less than five people. And corporations include nonprofits and associations and labor unions and a lot of folks that do really good work.
The initiative supporters reject this criticism, saying at this point they're simply calling for an amendment and not articulating what the language of that amendment would be. Macon Coles was the first Boulder City Council member to say yes to the ballot initiative.
The thing that gives me hope with a measure like this is shouting in the dark at first, but our voice will be joined with that of Madison and other people around the country. It is a shout to our leaders at the state level and the federal level that we have to change the way in which we treat corporations in this country. They have invaded the public space. They've so corrupted the political process, the body politic at the state and federal level that our politics are in a shambles. I think of Wallace Stevens and what he said, and that is, if you listen to this, after the final no, there comes a yes.
Yes.
And on that yes, the future of the world depends. That's where we are now.
I don't think it's well thought out. And I don't think it's a well-considered amendment, and that doesn't reflect well in the city council.
Mark Lowenstein is a professor of law at the University of Colorado in Boulder.
I don't think it reflects well on the city of Boulder. I don't think it reflects well on the state of Colorado in terms of attracting businesses here to make an investment if there's a hostility to corporations. And I think that's what this is all about, is a hostility to corporations.
There's one corporation in particular that Lowenstein feels is being singled out locally, Xcel Energy. Two other initiatives, also on this year's ballot, will ask Boulder voters if they want to form a municipal utility company and break away from the energy giant.
I think there's a connection between this and the municipalization of Xcel Energy. I think there too there's a great distrust of Xcel Energy, in part because it's a corporation. So I think if you want to have a vibrant economy, the last thing you want to do is discourage people from investing in your economy. And that's, that, in a small part, that's what this does as well.
The connection between the ballot issues is not lost on the 2H supporters. Judy Lubau says the example of Xcel Energy makes clear why corporate personhood is wrong.
We're also seeing right now that in the city of Boulder itself, there's this wonderful new issue that's called municipalization, where the city is trying to or asking citizens for the right to be able to create and sell its own electricity and to take that right away from the corporations, but to do it themselves. And a huge amount of money is being spent against that campaign, much more than local citizens could raise.
In fact, Xcel has spent $500,000 campaigning against municipalization, including a $250,000 donation to a citizen-fronted campaign. This is 10 times the amount that four groups campaigning in favor of municipalization have spent. But law professor Mark Lowenstein says critics misunderstand the Citizens United ruling by focusing on corporate spending in elections. Rather, he says, it's really about speech.
Interestingly, Citizens United itself involved a nonprofit corporation that wanted to pay for the running of a film that they thought would influence voters. And so I suppose what people are saying who oppose Citizens United is we don't want that information to get into the hands of voters. We don't want people to see that film. Isn't that a frightening thought?
But the Citizens United ruling has galvanized communities around the country and in Boulder. Move to Amend has chapters in at least 17 states, and nearly 136,000 people have signed their online petition calling for a constitutional amendment eliminating corporate personhood. Back in Boulder at the 2H launch party, supporters are confident of a win in November. The measure has been endorsed by 18 local organisations, including local chapters of the Sierra Club and the AFL-CIO. Six council members have also officially endorsed the campaign, including Matt Applebaum, who says he was initially sceptical.
We get asked to put lots of things on the ballot, and you have to do it very carefully, especially when it's, or at least doesn't seem to be, a local issue. And, you know, I had all the concerns other people did, too, about, well, this isn't going to really change anything after all. You know, you can't really expect to have a constitutional amendment anytime in my lifetime, probably, et cetera, et cetera. But the more I thought about it, you know, what became obvious to me and what has obviously also been clear to all of you in this room is that it's really hard to think of a more important issue. I mean, this is kind of fundamental to democracy. At all levels. So it is a local issue, and it's a state issue, and it's a national issue. And when I realized that, it became obvious that the right thing to do was to put this on the ballot.
Colorado Common Cause's Nunez says she's confident of a win this November because Colorado voters have already shown support for getting money out of politics.
Colorado, we have a strong history of fighting for strong campaign finance laws. Boulder has a strong public financing law. Statewide, we passed Amendment 27, which is the campaign finance law, with 66% of the vote. So Colorado voters, both locally in Boulder and statewide, have said time and again that they want to reduce the influence of money in politics. And what the Supreme Court has said is that those decisions that these communities have made no longer carry adequate weight, and they've overturned parts of the law. So now you can see corporations spending unlimited amounts on independent ads in support or opposition to a candidate. So even though Colorado voters said we don't want corporations and labor unions to make direct contributions or independent expenditures, the Supreme Court's overruled their individual voice.
Supporters of 2H say they want the measure to pass by a huge margin to send a strong message to other communities across the country that local action can make a difference nationally.
Yes on 2H. Ready, people?
Along with Boulder, Missoula, Montana will have an anti-corporate personhood measure on this year's ballot. Citizens in Eugene, Oregon and Marina, California are in the early stages of a similar campaign. This comes on top of the 30 municipalities which have already passed resolutions or ordinances abolishing corporate personhood since the Citizens United decision. For Making Contact, I'm Maeve Conran in Boulder, Colorado.